We are back at it again at the AP3 podcast. Boop, 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 boop. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Nah, yo, we should ask. Yo, we should ask Angel to give us a podcast intro music.
Yo,
I'll rap over it.
Yo, look at us, three podcasts deep.
Yo, no, facts. Yo, three podcasts deep.
What? Nobody would have thought that.
Nah, we didn't even promote the last one because it was kind of like
we had a problem with the footage, but the audio is still amazing and it's still there. You guys can feel free to check it out.
If you're a real listener of the pod, you will go and check out the audio only episode that we just dropped.
It's the exclusive.
Let's
get into
Patreon this. Exclusive. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's get into this new segment. We've been kind of getting a little serious, but not really. I just want to know each other's takes on it out there in the public. Facts. Okay. I wanted to talk about how certain females get really upset at their, like, overprotective men or boyfriends.
Okay.
You know, going out with their homegirls. They're not doing anything wrong, but they're just being a little intense, where they just don't trust their friends or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Do you think they actually prefer overprotective men, or they don't want an overprotective man?
I think that it's situational. Like, certain girls want a more overprotective man. Other girls don't want as much of an overprotective man. On the guy's point of view, right, which is why sometimes they have, like, an issue with their homegirls going out, this kind of brings me back to a quote that I heard one time. I don't know where I heard the quote. I'm not going to at whoever, you know, because I don't know where I heard it. But it was something along the lines of, like, the good girls and the not so good girls in this situation, we'll call them the huzz. Just the huzz. So the huzz and the good girls kind of mix, and they're too close to one another. So then the ideals start rubbing off. No. Yeah. The ideals start rubbing each other. Like, they be rubbing off. So sometimes the good girls, they don't even think like that. They just have huzz-like friends.
They just know their friends.
Exact. So then they start adapting that sort of mindset. And then it's hard for us as men to, like, you know, decide, yo, who's the streets and who's not.
But that's where they get it wrong, because initially they don't see that they're different because of their homegirls. They don't see that.
No.
Initially, they don't. They don't.
But you're not different because of your homegirl.
In the short term, you're not. But over some time, that type of influence of that person in your ear can really change things. That's how I see it.
It reminds me of something that we said on the last episode of the podcast, you know? It's, you know, whoever you surround yourself, whoever your closest group of friends is, it's more likely that you're going to find yourself in a position where you start acting like those people, because it's just what you're acclimated to. It's just what's in front of you.
You know, that's why people think I'm an asshole, because I hang around Alex a lot.
All right. And there we go. Or maybe it's the other way around.
Nah.
People think that I'm an asshole because I hang out with this guy.
You think so?
Again, it's situational. Happens to all of us.
I got posed this question. This is actually completely off topic now that I think about this.
Okay.
But I got asked this question. They're like, do you think that you get, like, more, I guess we'll say women, like, attracted to you being friends with Alex, or do you lose the huzz because being friends with Alex? And I had to really sit there for about, like, 20 minutes and think about it. I'm like,
20 minutes?
Because I was really like, do you have me losing the huzz? Maybe.
What maybe. Do you mean maybe?
Maybe people are like, oh, you're wildin', and then they're like, oh, he's friends with that guy. I don't know about that.
Okay, I also follow up. Maybe we could get into my intervention now that we're talking about this on the podcast. Why do people look at our friend dynamic and think that I'm the one that be wildin'? Cause honestly, I'm a pretty chill dude. In my opinion, Anthony be the one wildin'. And I'm not saying that he doesn't bring the huzz. Nah, look at that face. That's a face that brings the huzz. So Anthony's the type of guy that he's gonna look out for his boys. He's gonna try to get us in with the friend group. Unless he's trying to take down the entire friend group. Anyways. Like I was trying to say, again, I don't think that I bring less to you, to the table?
I don't think so.
In my personal opinion, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But
it took me a while, but I was just like, maybe they don't fuck with you and then they don't want to fuck with me in association. But that also happens on my end, too.
I will say, people tend to not fuck with me, like too much. Like, it takes like a niche group.
Yo, I fuck with you. No, the thing is, I'm the same way. Yeah. Like, not many people, I think people can be acquainted with me and they could be chill, whatever. But in the sense of like close with me, it's very selective.
I've heard like,
because we're asshole to each other. Yeah. We're such dickheads. Yep. And not many people's like that. Like, everybody's really like, people have certain boundaries. You know what I mean? And like, I don't think we'll cross boundaries. I think we've rarely ever done that, but we'll have that conversation. Where certain guys, if you cross that boundary,
they're just ready to square up. And I'm like,
they'll dead you, they'll square up on you, they'll say fuck you, and they just won't ever talk to you again. They'll just be quick to drop you. I feel like we are able to have the conversation and be like, yo, I think you're a shitbag. And I'm like, yeah. But you made me feel this type of way. That's
right.
Shit like that.
Like, I tell you, you sound like a bitch, and then you're like, yo, bro, you're a shitbag.
Back to how I sound on the pod, it throws me off. Throws me off crazy. Because I don't think I sound like that. I really don't think I sound like that.
We were listening back to another episode, and he just goes, yo, honestly, I sound like a female right now. And I was like,
why do I still sound like I'm in high school?
Yeah. All right, let's transition a little bit. Let's transition a little bit. Do you feel like there's certain situations that you find yourself in where, like, in the moment you're feeling a type of way, like you're like really like overly happy, or maybe you're like or maybe you're like confused, you're in an act of a certain emotion, or
something that makes you happy and gives you joy,
something that gives you joy but you know in the long run may not be the best for you, or like even in the moment. And I'm talking about anything here. We're talking about, we could be indulging in some vices, indulging in some women.
Shaky right now.
Ooh, I don't know what that's supposed to be. You should probably go get that checked out.
Okay, so I think everyone goes through this,
okay, like
all the time, where there is something that they enjoy and they know that it's not the best for them, but they know that they feel like they can handle it, or it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But they know ideally they shouldn't. You know what I mean? It's like, we'll say like people who drink. You know what I mean?
People who smoke or drink.
You know what I mean?
All of that.
I mean, I don't think fucking's bad. I think that's pretty healthy.
No, I mean, if you're not fucking the right person.
I mean, just fucking in general is a workout. So I think that in my book, always great.
All right.
But.
You guys see what I'm saying? You guys think I'm the problem here. But I get what you're saying, though. Sometimes you just need to indulge in certain habits. But like, so in the moment, I know you can feel like ecstasy or whatever while it's happening.
Oh, yeah, you know, you go, like I was saying, you go through it day in, day out, but you know it's bad. And that is like one of the biggest problems that I think all people face, is that they've sacrificed the short-term satisfaction and the short-term happiness for the long-term goal of the sustainable happiness, because they can't see it. They can only really believe it if it's something that they can feel or see.
I think
that's what people have to try to overcome, because if you can just look past that and try to still be optimistic even through the worst of times, because that's what it deters most people.
Yeah.
That's what gets it stuck. That's why you feel so happy, and that's why people go back to bad vices. People go back to their exes. People go back to, you know, jobs that were just convenient and paid the bills, but they just felt empty inside at the end of the day.
I think we were talking about it the other day, kind of off cam. We were in the car and we were talking about, on the way back from LA, we were talking about how there's a there's a feeling of dying within comfort. You know, finding yourself in a position where you're just so overwhelmed by, I guess overwhelmed is the wrong word, you like self-isolate and you kind of keep yourself in that bubble of comfort because it's so nervous to take that first step. You know what's crazy? Speaking of first steps, and I know I quoted something earlier, but this actually has to do with current events. Yesterday was Martin Luther King Day. Not gonna get into anything political while we're here.
He ain't politics.
I'm not a politician at all.
He's a great man.
But so the quote is, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase.
Damn.
Right? My son MLK was spitting. Well, was not spitting. My son.
Nah, he's that's Unk right there.
That's big Unk right that's, there. Unk MLK? Unk MLK. Are we allowed to say that?
I feel like that.
I mean,
someone like... Someone should put that on a sweater.
Oh, that would be crazy. Like MLK at a cookout? And he's like, all right. Sorry. Sorry, okay.
Why is he at a cookout?
Because that's like a very Unk thing to do. He's flipping grills on the grill.
Nah,
he's flipping burgers on the grill.
MLK don't look like he's God, the one I just flipping, said flipping the
grills on the grill.
I don't think he's one the flipping the burgers. I feel like he's setting up the table. He's walking people into the house, welcoming them, be like, this is the bathroom. This is the, like he got one of his.
Oh, I got you. Like he's showing off the whole crib. He's like,
oh, this is my house. Bathroom's over here.
Copy.
There's another one over here. There's a changing room for the kids. Blah blah.
Shout out to MLK. All right. Let's get down to the real shit that the people want to know.
Oh my God.
Do you think that we can smash and stay friends? Pause. Not me and you, but
yo.
In all right, hold on. I was just talking about in general. I gotta
take a step back.
I was just talking about
in general. We might have to pause this.
No,
this
in a situation. Nah, in a situation. In a situation. Wait, hold on. Let me cook. Let me cook, bro. Let me cook. Hold on.
You just asked me.
Hold on.
Do you think we can?
Nah. That's a Drake line. I thought you were gonna get that. That's okay. It's never mind.
No, I get
never
it. Mind. I get it. Well,
do you think that you can have like a sense of intimacy with somebody and not and still remain friends after the fact? And if that is the case, right? Do you think that there's a problem with the way that like intimacy is viewed? Yeah.
Alright, I remember this. So I think for men, it is so easy. It's so sad. I think we could do it. Especially if we know...
To smash and stay friends?
Especially if we know that, like, we're not gonna date you. Or, like, that's it. If it's strictly, like, I fuck with your vibe and, like a physical attraction strictly and it's nothing else, then it's possible. You know what I mean? But there's problems with that because the more you do that, then women see that. Yeah. And then they try to do the same thing. You know what I mean? Mm. And that's not all power to you.
Now they're just trying to match energy.
You could do that. But trying to play the game like a man would do it, not saying that you wouldn't do it better, because you would do it better.
Okay.
But it would. I think it would drain your soul. I think every woman
that... Damn, drain your soul is deep.
Every woman that has tried to have that mindset like a man would do it, in the sense of just physical attraction, I think after a while they hate it. They all end up saying fuck the streets. Fuck the streets. Nobody wants to be there.
Nah, in my personal experience, nobody wants to be there. Not to bring up old shit, but in my personal experience, I feel like there's been instances where I've literally been told, I thought I could change your mind. I'm like,
they do try to do that.
Like wow, I really genuinely, as much as you try to like go and have the conversation and make sure that you're touching base month after month or like week after week with your situation shit and be like, yo, I know that this isn't going nowhere. This is just strictly what we're doing right now. I know,
even when they say they're not
going to change... You want to know something, though?
Even though they say that I don't want nothing for you, I'm not trying to change your mind, fucking cap.
Yeah, it's true.
Fucking cap. It's true.
I want to say, though, that I think that we are also to blame.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I feel like I got to change my answer. I know I said yeah, but I think it also all depends on where you're trying to be at in your life. Some people... True. Like, we'll say certain men and certain women aren't pressed or in a super rush to be in a committed relationship.
That's very true.
So those people can do it. But if you're looking for a serious relationship and you're trying to still be friends with somebody that you hooked up with, nah. I don't see that working. Because then if you do get into that relationship where you're going to keep them around, no. True. That's weird.
True. That is weird.
And it's just like, and if you don't even let your partner know, then you're hiding it. And then it's just like, oh, That was way before the time. Doesn't matter.
I also feel like if you're in a situationship with the wrong sort of female and she's easily offended or does not like to share, like as one of those who's like, or a man, oh yeah, or a man too. My bad. Sorry. Let me not.
Let's not generalize.
Yeah, let's not. I don't want to throw it all on the women. That's just making it seem like we're just
because the men are be
men be doing the most, bro.
We meet a lot of boys.
Yeah,
man. And then we can fuck with them. But then we find out how they are with women, and they're like, yo, I would have never thought you were like that.
Bro.
I would have never guessed. So many times. I'm telling you, ladies,
this guy right here, my prime example. I'd be surprised
on how certain people treat women.
He's my prime example of this.
I'm a sweetheart. I know I'm a great dude.
Nah,
fuck that.
He's a alright kind of guy. He's a alright kind of guy, you know what I mean? Like, he's not the worst. He's definitely not the best. Me neither.
I'll get there one day.
Me neither.
I'm still developing myself to be the man that I want to be.
I'm definitely like...
I'm close.
I think I'm close.
I think I got the blueprint and the framework to do so. And I have everything that I need to do it. And feel that way.
Sure.
You know?
Like your frame?
No.
Like your body of work? Your voice?
He's been trying to come at me
Your facial hair.
Shit that I can't control.
Like your facial hair.
You want to know why? Because I've been calling this man fat for the past 2 weeks.
Like a unibrow, bro.
Yo,
why do you have more of a unibrow than my weight every single day on the pod? we're 3 episodes in?
Because. How many pounds are you down? You said it the first pod that you started it was 3 weeks in.
No, I was down 5. I just told you the other day.
Okay, so he's down 5. We're gonna see. I'm gonna check in on him next week. If he's at like 4, I'm
not gonna lie. I've been eating like shit, bro. Past 2 days.
Yo,
bro.
That's the thing about Alex can have so much dedication and work out literally almost every day, but. I tell him, you ruin it with those.
Am I a shit
packs
bag?
Of fucking ramen,
bro? I love ramen, bro.
And he always tells me,
I love one is ramen.
Never enough.
No, it's not. That's not what I say.
One is never enough,
bro. That's not what I be saying, bro. It's that
he be throwing a boiled egg in there too.
Yeah, no, my ramen.
I'm not his ramen game is fire, though.
I don't want to get into it because it's like Anthony knows how I feel about the topic, and everybody that I know is always like. Bro, why you eating ramen? Why you eating ramen? Why? You know it's not beneficial for you. You know it's not nutritional. Guys, it's my guilty pleasure, bro. I love ramen. I love Naruto. Naruto would be my favorite anime ever because...
He loves ramen so much.
Naruto loves ramen.
Yo, he loves ramen so much that when I want a ramen recommendation, I call him. I'll be like,
it's
yo.
True.
I'm like, yo, what's a good ramen spot?
And I also like regular ramen too. Like, I know we're talking about like the instant packets.
He knows the levels to this shit.
I like the professional ramen as well. Like, pho Vietnamese is fucking fire. Man.
Let's go into the next topic, okay?
I'm so lonely.
Yo.
Realized I've never like gone on like a ramen eating date. Do you know how sad that is?
But that's just because you're broke. It's okay.
Whoa.
No, we're up.
All right.
I'm broke too.
Yeah, I'm broke too. I'm broke too.
I'm saving up.
Don't let the fucking scrubs confuse you guys.
I'm working hard to not be broke. You know what I mean?
All right.
So, what advice would you give to the women that are pursuing men? You know, I understand women don't really need advice to get the man that they want.
Mm-hmm.
But what advice would you give crazy? Them?
I think that women do low-key want the advice. I had somebody, I'm not going to name drop, but you know who you are, who watched one of our pod episodes, and she told me that she would low-key want to know the kind of in and outs of how men sort of think. Because sometimes we're complex creatures, apparently. I don't think we're more complex than women.
I think we're simple. I think we're just probably dumb.
Yeah, we are really fucking dumb.
It's complex in your minds because of how... dumb we're being.
Yeah.
But
something for your mind, body, and soul. See, that was my ignorance coming out right there.
All
right,
wait, back to the question at hand.
My bad.
What advice would you give women, not only just in getting a man that she wants, which she probably doesn't really need that type of help, but what advice would you give her in deciding the right man for her? Like, how, like, she likes a man, but all her friends are like, nah, I don't think that man is good for you. Or all her friends like him, but you're a little bit iffy. You know what I mean? What advice would you give to a girl to be like, where she would be able to figure out, all right, yeah, that is the man I want?
Okay. I think that the advice that I would give would be the route sometimes that we take as men, or that I've heard that we've taken as men in the past, where you need to assess your situation. Like, I think that sometimes guys will overanalyze or will think about their situation too much. Like, hey, what's going on in terms of my life, or what's going on in terms of my career, what's going on in terms of like how I fit into that provider role, before I even decide to ask this girl out, or before I decide to bring this girl along this journey. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you want to be a better version of yourself before you go and approach somebody of a higher caliber. So I think that if women are chasing, like a guy or whatever, or a guy is chasing a girl and they want to, you know, you're looking to get somebody who's a little higher quality than what you've been with in the past, or somebody that can elevate you as a person, I think that you need to assess your situation and understand the elevation within yourself before you go about doing that. And so I noticed that guys do it a lot, which is why I'm giving the suggestion to women of just asking yourself, like, hey, in this instance right now, what do I really want, or what do I really need? And then from there, you can kind of start to mold the man that you kind of want in terms of his just like past appearance and past all the other stuff that would be on your checklist, like the core values of a man, or like the core values of what you want to see within a partner. And I don't know, it could be something that's like lacking from the last situation, or I don't know, something that you want improvement at within yourself. Like, I feel like your partner should challenge you while also allowing you to be the freest version of yourself.
I like to think of it as, does, out of all the, like, everybody has, like, kind of like a checklist box of what they want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There are probably, like, 3 or 4 of those boxes that are, like, non-negotiable, that if you, you know, as long as those things are hit, and then other things are also being hit on the side, not maybe everything on the way you want it. Mm-hmm. But if that person is, one, making you feel good, one is actually cares about your well-being, and is also mm-hmm. then trying to make you a better person on top of that, mm-hmm. I think that's what you have to realize. Does this person want the best for me, or does this person just want me for how I look, or what I mean to like having a girl to them? You know what I mean?
Do you think that there's a deeper level of that initial emotion, like of the emotion of being like, oh, is this person better? Like, is this something better for me? Is this something that's like,
well, yeah, I think girls can't, those things that I stated, I think girls can't note that. I think sometimes there's a fog of like appearance.
Yeah. What do you say to
how
girls?
How good they are with their family, how much money they make, how are their friends? Like, those things can really change all of that.
What do you say to a woman who's, like, in a situation where she's dealing with a man who's, like, manipulated her into thinking that the situation was one way when it actually played out a different way? Like, do you give, like, forgiveness, or what do you do? Or do you just say, like, I'm sorry?
No, there's two choices. One,
I know you've been in this situation before, which is why I asked. One,
that girl needs to open her eyes up and listen to the people around her, because she's clearly not really listening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So when they told you run away from Anthony, you should have ran.
You're only listening to what you want to hear. That's the first step, being open to that, one. And then also, you know, like, love yourself a little bit more than that. Like, if that person is treating you that way, mm-hmm. and is not giving you what you want, why stay? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At that point, you're just seeking validation. And then it goes to even a deeper portion of how much do you really love yourself? Do you love yourself more when this person loves you? Or do you love yourself just as much when this person loves you?
Ooh.
And they're just a person that is going along and validating your experience.
Oh, Anthony's moving spooky on this episode of the pod.
That's how you gotta think about it.
He's moving spooky.
That's how you gotta think about it.
Man.
But nobody wants to think about it like that. I know that I see so many men that have such great women.
Do you like, do you notice many men often?
No.
You brought it up a lot on the pod.
Because
because you like to look at a lot.
No, we just, in our field, we meet a lot of people. But I meet a lot of dudes that have girlfriends, great wives, and stuff like that.
Glad you included that.
Whatever.
All right.
And I see that they only really appreciate them for the idea of them. What I mean by that is that the idea of, I have a girl, I have a wife, and they're beautiful.
Damn.
And they appreciate for that and maybe what they do for them as well. But I don't see many girls realizing that girls are just with them for the idea of being with you.
Just
to say that they were with you.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think you guys see that. And obviously that takes experience and also being able to read a person.
Very true.
And also, you know, if you see, you know,
that's why I said you got to be careful for manipulative men. Manipulation,
you should be able to predict it coming. That's my take.
Yeah. If you had a girl, and we've been in this situation before, I know I've seen it happen.
Okay.
If you go out with a girl, right?
Okay.
And she decides that after a couple of shots of Casamigos, she's gonna maybe make out with her best friend.
She's throwing it back.
No, she's gonna make out with her best friend.
With her homegirl.
With her homegirl, right.
Is it her homegirl or just a random girl?
No, her best friend.
Because I've been through both.
The best friend.
The best friend.
The best friend.
Making out with her best friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you look at like say it's you? Your shorty, her best friend, and her best friend's man. Do you look at her man and be like, yo, like, let's make out?
Hell fucking no. If it's her best friend, nah. If it's someone really close to her and she's kissing her friend, I feel like that's so, like, normal. I don't really care. Unless you've, like...
You would rather it be a stranger?
No. Wait, let me get there. Unless it's like you've never expressed to me that you might be bi or whatever, then I would maybe pose the question like, what is going on? But if it's a random person that like a random girl you make out with, that's foul. I don't think that's cool.
Is that like cheating?
I think so. Just because you're a girl and I would think that's hot, which probably I would think was hot. Like
I would think it was hot too.
Full disclosure. Your man. Like it's just a random girl. And you're just I don't think that's cool. You know what I mean?
I actually
don't think that's cool.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I've been in a situation before where the girl that I was talking to started like macking with some other girls, and then she tried to like get back on me, and I just died. It was distasteful. I was like, I'm not really attracted to this no more. Never mind. No. Like, and then in my head, I'm like, oh man, like a threesome would be so fire. But the only way that it makes sense in my head, if it was just two strangers.
I don't think if you're gonna have a threesome with your girl, you don't have it with anyone you know or anyone you have close with. No, not at all. In the farthest, maybe if you go to freaking Aruba and you find a, you know,
why'd you bring up Aruba?
I don't know. I just think of Aruba would be like my ideal situation. You know what I mean? You are in Aruba with your man, and this, and you think this girl's cute. He thinks that girl's cute. Shit. I'm with it. No? I think that's fair. I think if it's someone you know.
I mean, maybe.
I think that's,
I wouldn't
I don't
know.
Think. I don't think.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen.
So. I don't think that's. I think
that's I weird. Would not know.
I think that's weird.
I would not know.
I think that's weird. And also, threesomes are very tricky. I think most of them do not work out. How many people you know been in a threesome and stay with that person?
I only know one person that's been in a threesome. And I don't believe them.
Wait.
We know the person.
Wait.
We know the person.
You can bleep it, right?
No, yeah. I'll bleep it out.
Please tell me.
We know the person.
Please.
Yo, all right. I'm not.
Okay.
And I don't.
I do remember him saying that.
No, I remember.
Do I believe it?
I remember him saying it. And then.
Nah.
And then, wait.
Nah. Actually,
nah.
Maybe.
Wait.
Maybe with another dude, though.
Wait, no. No.
He might have been with another dude and he called it a threesome.
Which is a threesome. But
hell no.
That's crazy.
No. Bro. The worst part was that. No, the worst part was that after he made the statement, he was like, bro, it's actually kind of annoying. I was like, kind of annoying. He was like, something that like there's a lot to deal with. Like, one person is doing one thing. It's just a lot to focus on. Like, tits
here,
ass here.
I've said the same thing.
Gang, what are...
And I've never been in a threesome.
What are we talking about, bro?
The reason why I say that, what I'm saying is that I presume it's like watching two TVs at the same time. You could do it, bro, but it's not efficient.
Bro, I work with... Bro, I work and I have two monitors, okay? It is not difficult. You just gotta worry about one and then worry about the... And you could multitask. Listen, I'm not gonna hold you. I've never been in a position before.
If you want a man to be in your threesome, get a finance, bro. That or someone at a desk job.
Why your finance? Yo.
Law.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me. Isn't that what Kim Possible said?
No.
That is what Kim Possible said. Now you're just being a dickhead. Now you're just being a dickhead. Because that is definitely how the song goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you guys for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. As always, you can find the podcast on all platforms at the AP3 Podcast. It's like an iteration of the AP3. It's got underscores for our TikTok.
Instagram. We're following you. So if you follow us, Anthony O'Hara 17.
Facts.
Alex McBuckets.
I'm Alex.McBuckets or Alex underscore McBuckets on like certain platforms. We're everywhere. Me and Anthony on Instagram, Snapchat.
Check
facts.
Out.
Please check
Apple Podcasts, it's there.
Yeah.
Spotify
is also there.
It's also there.
YouTube
if you want to see our faces.
It's there.
You don't have to. But if you want to see the little like things we drop in there, we get a little bit of extended clips in there.
I mean, me and Anthony aren't ugly. For the most part.
Debatable.
All right. But yeah, again, guys, you guys can follow the pod anywhere. And I think we're going to leave you guys on a quote that Anthony dropped when he was like 14.
No. I was not 14. Why would you say that?
I don't... It sounded like something you would say when you're 14. Listen to this.
Nah, I was really drunk. All right. Sometimes the strongest relationships are the ones that start over. When things fall apart, it's easy to walk away from a relationship, but restarting takes real courage.